purpose in a war, our focus has to be on the purpose of winning the war. Our faithfulness doesn't have to be using a particular weapon to win the war. So similarly, when we want to offer our win the territory of our heart and offer it to Krishna, for some people it may be that just by chanting, praying to Krishna, worshipping Krishna, the emotional issues will automatically be healed. But for those whom they are not healed that way, they may be of a different nature. And they may be of a more analytical nature. And then analyzing, sattvat sanjayate jnanam dadami buddhi yogam tam. Then using the intelligence that we get from the purification from the mode of goodness, from the purification coming from connection with Krishna, from the mercy of Krishna, through it all also, we can become purified in the sense that we can get the intelligence for processing our emotions appropriately. And when we process the emotions and address the underlying unmet needs, then we will find that the uncontrollable behaviors will not be so uncontrollable. We will not be pulled or pushed so compulsively towards those behaviors, because it was not that the desires, the specific desires, they were so strong. It was the underlying need that was so strong. And somehow, our mind had made us believe that that need, okay, by loneliness, how will I deal with it? You can medicate that loneliness by the comfort of food. But then that becomes a bad cycle, where the more we eat, the more physically inflated we become, and then the more we are unattractive we become, and the more lonely we feel again, because we feel we are physically unattractive. And thus this cycle goes on and on. So uncontrollable desires, addictions stem not just from uncontrollable desires, but from unmet needs. This understanding can drastically transform our capacity to understand ourselves and master ourselves. Thank you.